All right, we have got Gene Carbon in the studio. Morning, Gene.
Good morning, Aaron. And yes, the surf was amazing when I walked the dog this morning.
Right, you were out there. You were out somewhere around Whale Bay, Manu Bay, somewhere.
Above Naranui Beach.
Okay, so you could see everything.
Yeah. Beautiful morning, beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Mm. So Gene is here because Art to Wear's about to start, and in fact it's the 20th edition. It's the 20th year, the 10th edition. We discussed that and I just got it wrong. But yes, 20 years of doing this. How's it feel?
20 years, 10 shows. God, time goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, I get that a lot. Yeah.
No, it's been fabulous, and it's just really encouraging to see people still coming forward and kids still fabulously enthusiastic and all involved, and can't wait for the 27th.
So it is on the 27th of
May,
so
which
really
is
soon.
A little bit earlier this time round.
Yeah.
We didn't feel that it needed to be over a long weekend because so many families want to go away for a long weekend.
Yeah.
So we moved it a little bit forward to the 27th of May. That's the Saturday, folks. So we've got two shows, 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Matinee.
Yeah.
Kids on the mat again.
Yep.
And then the evening show, which is the big show with all the awards presented on that night. And then, of course, the team will take probably about 15, 20 costumes back to the old school, and
that's
we'll have
right.
the exhibition again.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is another fabulous thing.
Will there be video footage, or will there be photos? Definitely be photos, won't there?
Yes, Ray DiPros is filming again.
Okay, cool.
You know, it's interesting that you talk about the 20 years because I've just really sort of over the last couple of months realised that archiving stuff is really important.
Yes.
And, of course, technology has changed vastly in those 20 years.
Yes.
And, you know, we started with hard copy photos that seem to have got lost and then, of course, CDs and they don't seem to be a very high quality anymore, and DVDs.
Yep.
That, you know, somehow you've got to translate that all into current technology.
So we're just going through this with Whangaroa Youth Movement because I've filmed it for the last 10 years, but then I want it, but I'm not doing it anymore because my youngest daughter has passed school age.
Right.
And so I said to Patty, have you got old video from the first 10 years? And I'm trying to put together a compilation, just a little bit from each year. And we immediately ran into that. She's got lots of tapes, mini DV tapes. So I started, I've got equipment to transfer them onto a computer, but then the camera she gave me was old and it died halfway through. So now, literally yesterday, she put a post on the notice board saying, and if you haven't seen the post but you're hearing this, we're looking for a mini DV camera to capture the last of the tapes because I've still got a few of the early years, early 2000s, to get on digital before we can't do it anymore.
I know. So, and the other thing was I realised I've kept some of the posters. You know, we've had fabulous posters over those 10 shows. Fabulous. And I can find, you know, 3 or 4 of them. But I stupidly didn't save them in a tube. And they're all tatty and battered. And now we're thinking it'd be really great to do an exhibition.
Yeah.
But,
Someone must have. Did they do them digitally or were people doing them by hand at the start?
All of that.
20 years isn't that far into the distant past.
But it is technology-wise.
I guess early 2000s. Well, it depends who was doing it, I guess, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but people, also, if you're out there and you've got the poster somewhere on your computer, get in touch with Gene.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway.
So the show is happening twice on the, did we say 27th?
27th of May.
27th of May. It is Art to Wear, and tickets that go on sale today. We'll tell you at the end of the interview.
Okay.
What the website is, just for fun. What about entries? Are they due? Are they closed? Where are we at with that?
No, well, you know, I tell you this every time, Aaron. You know, entries never close. Or maybe the day before. I think we've got over 50 entries, which is fabulous because that means we've really got a good show. Of course, I say this every year, we would love to have more adults involved because they add another sort of variety to the show. No, entries have not closed. You can still ring Liz or me or the old school and say, look, I've had a fabulous idea. Can I still do it?
Can they find like contact details like on the Facebook page or something like that? Or that's one way of doing
it. It'll be on the old school webpage.
Okay.
The other thing that's a really good source is the Instagram page.
Yep.
Jodie Pinfold's been looking after that. And she is very techie, and she is managing to get photos onto there from the past. And it's just a fabulous walk down memory lane. So have a look on Instagram. All the info will be on there. I think she's also putting it onto Facebook, but I'm not on there, so don't know.
Have you given up on Facebook?
I never was a member. I never was part of that crew, that, you know, that
part
tribe.
Of the universe, you mean?
No. No. I just want to stay on my hill, Aaron.
Yeah, well, you've got a nice hill, so yeah. Yeah, why not? Why yeah. not? What about models? Because people might need models. What's the story there?
Well, we haven't had anybody tick that box so far. So if they're wanting a model, they need to either contact their old school. Shona's looking after all of that at the old school.
Yeah.
Or Liz Hosking, who you need to ask me about Liz at some point.
Okay, I'll make a note.
Yeah.
So sometimes people get a friend to model, don't they? But if they're stuck, can they talk to you guys?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I actually think it's a fabulous experience to model your own creation. You know, it's part of that whole process of coming up with a design and gathering all the materials and refining your design and then starting to make and pulling it all together over the weeks or the days, and then finally bringing your costume in on the Friday afternoon, bringing it to the hall, to the supper room, and then coming again on the Saturday morning for the dress rehearsal at 10 o'clock, which is always a shambles because that's the first time we have to actually pull it together and sort the order.
Someone has to make a show out of it.
Yes, yeah, at 10 right. o'clock on Saturday morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, is there some opportunity for pre-planning?
Well, we have the entries, so we sort of have a picture or a photograph of what okay. the entry is, and we do create an order at that point. But sometimes when you actually see it in the real,
it's different.
It's different. It's much bigger. It takes up huge space. It needs to go either on first or last because you need more people to get it up onto the stage.
Okay, yeah.
That sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, just the practicalities.
Yeah. So in that dress rehearsal, don't panic if it looks like a shambles. It always comes together. But we pull the show together at that dress rehearsal, and then, of course, the first show is 2 p.m. on the afternoon.
Well,
yeah,
a busy morning.
It's a frantic morning.
But you've done it all before, and you've got experienced people doing it, so yeah. I imagine. So, yeah. So what sections, because there's always a lot of sections for people to kind of aim for when they're doing their designs. So what are those this year?
Okay, so I've got an entry form in front of me. We have got the children's section, which is always well supported. It's sponsored by Raglan Lions, yep. which we just can't praise enough. They are the most fabulous bunch of people. You know, they work so hard to get that money to help sponsor all of our community groups. And they sponsor our children's section called Wing It.
Yep.
So it's, you know, it can be, oh, just wing it on the day, or it could be wings. So, you know, we figured kids, fairies, insects, butterflies, all those beautiful little creations with wings and lights and
yep.
dance and, you know, performance on the stage. So that's the children's section. Then we have got our colour section, which is kaleidoscope.
Yeah.
Which just could be fabulous. We've got florist fauna, which is the kaitiakitanga.
Kaitiakitanga, that's what you said.
Yeah. Section.
Yep.
Which is sponsored by Extreme.
Okay, awesome.
Fabulous. And that's always well supported, both by Extreme and by all the kids. And then we have another section, which I was very excited about. It was suggested last time that we needed to encourage more males to participate.
Okay.
And so
sports crossover? What are we
all
thinking
of
here?
That, Aaron. So, you know, we thought long and hard. What's a section that would really excite males of all ages? And so we came up with this idea. We called it Suitable.
Yeah.
and thought, okay, so, you know, all they have to do is go to Extreme or an op shop or down to the Lions op shop, grab a coat or a jacket or an old suit or dad's suit or grandpa's suit and look at it and do something with it.
Okay.
You know, change it, morph it into something fabulous. And so that's another section. The other section that we were very excited about was called Time and Motion. But we decided at our meeting last night that we only had one entry and we really couldn't give that one entry first, second and third prizes.
Sorry to the person, whoever that was, they thought they were in the money.
Yeah. So somebody's actually ringing them today and saying, look, we think that we can slot you into another section and we'll tell the judges that we've actually slotted you into another section 2 weeks before the show, so they will have some understanding around that. But there just wasn't enough people to make that section
viable.
So you had
more men for the suitable section?
Well, men, have you got a jacket?
Or their partners, or their, is it that really their partners have gone, this is an opportunity, and they've put them, pushing them out there?
Well, you know, I know lots of creative men, don't you?
Yeah, this is Raglan. Like,
it's Raglan, for God's sake. And, you know, you see all these guys, young, medium, old, whatever, on the streets, Bow Street, looking fabulous. They just need to ring Liz or me or the old school and say, you know, I feel a bit inspired. I'm going to enter.
825-0023.
There you go.
There you go, chaps. All right, so those are the sections, and entries are staying open pretty much to the last minute, but it's better for everyone, including yourself, the artist, to get it in earlier. So are they, again, just contact the old school website or the website, and the contacts are all on there. Okay, now look, let's talk a little bit about the history. If you can cast your mind back 20 years to the first one and what would have been 2003, why did you do this? Or 2004? Never mind the maths.
No, I can't remember the maths, but it is a way, long way back. I think Eric, my partner, and I had actually bought our section in Wainui Road at that point. But it was a summer school, and Susan Flight was doing a summer school at the old school.
Yeah.
And I came and I participated in that, and Yanni Split did a workshop on shibori dyeing. So, you know, that got me hooked.
So is that where that started for you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Yanni, who actually had entered a number of times in WOW in Wellington.
Yeah, the original Wearable Arts Award. Yeah.
And done really well in that.
World of Wearable Arts, that's what it stands for. Yeah.
She was one of the workshop leaders, and at the end of it she did a fashion parade with all of her WOW costumes.
Okay.
And
so several years worth of entries.
Yeah. So at the end of that fashion parade, it was in the town hall, she said, Jean, I think you could do something with us. So
why did she pick you?
I think I'd met her before.
Yeah.
And so, of course, at that point, I think I was actually up at AUT. I'd started doing fashion. And then, of course, I did this dye workshop and got totally captivated with dyes and ancient dye techniques. So I finished my degree and decided at that point that I didn't really want a real job. I wanted to come back to Raglan Whangaroa and start playing with dye and silk. And so, it was just Yanni saying, I think you can do this, and me starting to create in my own workspace. And I probably had met Patty at that point.
Well, yeah, we just talked about how the Whangaroa Youth Movement started
and
at the same time.
Patty decided she could pull a show together, and then I think very shortly after that we pulled Penny Newman on board and Margot. Yeah. And
it sounds easy, like when the time is right, the people just appear that you need.
Yeah. And all the kids and the parents were all enthused. And I mean, we really were winging it at that point, because we'd grab a coffee down at the shack and, you know, Margot would do something and Penny would do the judges and Patty would quickly pull a show together, and it's very much more organised now. Yeah.
Well, it's a learning process the first year for something like that.
Well, it was the first couple of times, really.
Yeah. And fabulous. So you got, and these days you get some extra staging out, don't you?
And yeah, we pay for staging and chairs and pay for lighting guys and sound guys. And last night at the meeting, we had meeting with the DJ, meeting with the MCs.
Yes. Who's your MCs?
Dave and Joseph Rao.
Oh, yes.
Dave, I don't know Dave's surname. Dave McLaughlin, is it?
O'Loughlin. Yeah. Teacher at the school.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I can see those two getting up in front of a crowd comfortably.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Paul's doing the DJ.
Yeah. And who are the judges this year?
Okay, so we've got Javier.
Yes.
And Penny. Penny, who's not part of the team anymore.
Penny Newman.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
She was really, really excited to be asked to be a judge because she's been looking after the judges forever.
Right. She's graduated.
Yeah. And Lisa Thompson was very, very excited to be asked. Mm. So Lisa's always actually pulled an outfit together last minute because, you know.
I've seen her. I remember Charlie doing it 1 year, her daughter, and yeah. Yeah.
Charlie entered a lot of years and. Yeah, I just loved Charlie's creations. But, of course, she's moved on to flying now.
She's too old for the wing it section, but it would be perfect for her.
Wouldn't it? Yeah. Wouldn't it? She could do a glider.
Yes, just glide in.
Glide in.
Yeah.
Charlie, are you listening? Glide in.
Open the front of the building up a little bit. Yeah, okay, so all right, so that's all the crew that's involved. Has it evolved much over the years, or did you pretty much get to the right format from the start? There's a lot of looking off into space at this point,
yeah,
folks.
Like. I think, you know, the reality is that we're all volunteers.
Yeah.
And everybody's busy. You know, we're all busy. And so at the moment we are down to a meeting every week.
Yeah.
So it's at Liz's house now. And, you know, she's a fabulous host. She made us dull last night. And
we didn't get that for the soccer club meetings, I've got to say, when I was involved.
Yeah, and everybody gives up a lot of time. And then, of course, for that weekend, you know, it's all-consuming and everybody gives up their whole weekend again and then again to pull the exhibition together. Yeah.
Yeah, the exhibition, that was such a good idea because the tickets always sell out, as far as I'm aware. There hasn't been a year in my knowledge. I had very small children when you started, so I wasn't aware of much in those days around town. But yeah, as far as I know, it's always sold out and there's a bit of a rush for tickets.
Well, this time, you know, we're trying to embrace technology, and that's partly why we've got Shona on board. Some of you will have met Shona at the old school. She's actually part of our team now, and she's looking after all of our admin-type stuff.
Yeah.
And she's actually looking after the ticket sales that are now online.
Should we say where they are now?
On sale, probably right at this moment.
Yeah, it says it's creativeraglan.co.nz, folks. There you go. And, yes, it says they're on sale now. Today is the opening day for that. So
now, for those of you,
I haven't tried it myself, I haven't tested it, but it looks like it's ready to go.
For those of you that don't do online stuff, you can go down to the old school and, you know, pay with your card cash. We just didn't want to exclude people that haven't got computers and haven't got the technology.
Yeah.
So there is that option.
So doors open at 10 usually at the old school.
Yeah.
So,
and ask for Shona.
And Shona will be
She'll
there.
She'll curse me, but yeah.
There'll be a crowd. Yeah. Actually, there probably did used to be crowds.
There were queues,
queues
remember.
Of people, yes. Yeah, not crowds. Yeah. People are well-behaved.
So, and we've just got to say that there'll be one lot sold today then a second lot. I've forgotten the date.
That's all right, just later.
later.
So if you're busy this morning or you're listening to this somehow later on, like on Monday morning, actually the interview will replay at 6:30 in the morning, you will have another chance.
Yeah.
So, okay, so it's the 20th anniversary. And I was interested that that was when your work with dyeing and do you call it silks or you used all sorts of material? That started.
No, I use silk.
Yeah, and that, so then that's like that has like we've had specific interviews with you where we just talk about that. That's your art form.
Yeah,
and you travel overseas to find material that suits what you want and make these very. Have you never seen them, folks? Very. You're not making. Sometimes you're not making. Actually, I don't know what you always make, but I've seen these very large pieces of material hanging with patterns on them. So it's like an installation that you can interact with.
Yeah,
probably don't get wrapped up in it literally, but. Yeah.
I actually, you know, because I've always made fashion as well.
Yeah,
yeah, I've always made a small collection each year, but then of course, you know, we all had that thing called COVID, and it was like, oh God, I don't know about bloody frocks anymore, you know, because where do you sell them with a, you know, lockdown and all of that stuff? So I started doing a lot more installation work,
okay,
and I just love doing that art form, but of course, you know. Nobody really buys it. And
no, they'll go and enjoy it. And they go, oh, that was really cool. And they take a photo and off they go.
Yeah. So
I've done
a couple over in Tauranga and up north and for love. And I've always, for the Raglan Art Trail, hung them in my redwood trees. So great big drops. And I don't know whether any of you have looked at my Instagram page, but this week when we had that foul rain, I had this inspiration that, oh, maybe I could just add a family of silk pods into my redwood trees for the Raglan Art Trail in October.
Yeah.
So when my studio was getting lashed with the rain, I was inside starting to wire my pods together, thinking about how I was going to weave the silk and maybe put lights into it and maybe add music and create this beautiful environment for people to walk through in my redwoods.
Yeah. There's an architectural component to what you're doing.
It is beautiful.
To experience the space
in
a new way.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that sounds... Yeah, so that's going to be happening then. You're in the Raglan Arts Weekend.
Yeah.
At Labour Weekend. Okay. Well, we're tracking that as well.
Yeah.
And keeping people up to date with that. I know that they didn't quite fill up with the artists, and there's a possibility that artists who missed out or thought they missed out might be able to get in if they're quick. I don't know if it's too late yet, but that's just a little thing. And they're looking for young artists this year too, young emerging artists.
To come here into the hall.
Yeah, which I thought was a great thing. And one of our guys, Caleb, who's a DJ here, is helping organise that. So,
yes, yeah. Exciting. And I mean, that's the thing about Whangaroa. It's, you know, the whole community participating in an event, whether it's Art to Wear or the Raglan Art Trail. And it's so exciting when it's just all ages and all people involved.
Yeah. And that's what Art to Wear's been like. And I think that's part of why the tickets sell out. And there's nothing else. There's not really anything else happening around that time, is there? I think the school ball's going to be happening this winter soonish, but and don't know when. And that's all I can think of.
Yeah. Now, can you ask me about the evolving team that runs
Art to Wear? Oh, yes, please do. Please tell us, because you always come in, and we know that some of the others don't like to come in. Because we're far too frightening here in the studio, but we try. But yeah, tell us about the team.
Okay. So I've been very aware that, you know, this is 20 years and I've done it 10 times. And the last time I thought, right, you know, I can't be coordinating this forever. It needs to evolve. It needs to bring on more people. It needs to bring in new ideas. So the team grew. And I asked Liz Hosking if she could coordinate rather than me.
Yeah.
So I'm still part of the team. I'm still doing lots of jobs, but Liz is coordinating and she's doing an amazing job.
I'm sure.
She just doesn't much like doing radio interviews.
I know. I've talked with Liz before.
So she's, I think, checking on ticket sales this morning. She's doing window displays. She's meeting somebody else that's going to help with backstage. She's incredibly busy. She's just not here.
Yeah.
So the team is fabulous. You know, we've brought on, as I said, Jodie Pinfold, who's fabulous with shows, social media, much more techy than Liz or I. Ankus Bryce, still very, very involved in working with the finance. Irene, I always call her Circus Girl. Sorry, oh, yes. Irene.
She's probably heard it before.
But she actually does the producing of the show with all her fabulous skills. So she's very, very involved. You know, she organises all of the staging and all of the techies. You know, they're all part of her team, the light and the sound. And Liz is going to be in charge of backstage this year.
Right.
In charge of all the dresses.
The chaos behind the where the front.
And Christine Bianchi is going to be in charge of all the tech, like pulling the script together for the MCs, doing all that techie stuff that, you know, I'm just useless at because I've always done it on paper. It's kind of
so when you're
challenge.
Saying techie, are you just talking about writing things on a word processor? Okay.
Well, it's about, you know, taking a photo, taking the script or the little bit of text that the participant has written down.
Yeah.
And putting it into an order.
So that MCs can just do their job without getting confused.
Yeah,
I've had that. I used to help commentate the raft race in Maui Dolphin Day, and I've watched people, when I had to do it, I was like, I'm not doing it by myself, and I want lots of stuff already written down to talk about.
Yeah.
Otherwise you just flounder.
But you can't have that all in separate pieces of paper.
Yeah.
So, and it was interesting, you know, the MCs last night said, no, hard format, hard paper, give us paper.
Yep.
They don't want a laptop in front of them, you know. So it's about using the technology to create that format.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, and there's skills there, definitely. And that's kind of a communication skill. So is that, have you got everyone, do you think?
Is anyone? Oh, there's always room for more. And, you know, if you'd like to be a part of this team, you know, it's a fabulous team. It's a fun team. And we all look after each other. Like I said last night, we had a bowl of dal. You know, the week before it was a bowl of soup, glass of wine or a pot of tea. Yeah. And we work through what has to be worked through, but it's lots of laughter. And I think that's what holds the group together, really.
Mm. All right, well, look, it's time for us to wrap up. I'm supposed to be doing a news bulletin. Well, I'm not reading it, but I'll press the play button. So this is the Art to Wear. It's on the 27th of this month. Tickets are on sale today. But if you miss out today, there will be another release. The website is creativeraglan.co.nz. Go there now. Don't be late.
Thank you so much, Aaron.
Thanks for coming in, Jean. It's been awesome.